You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast. Hey, everyone, my name is Matthew McCabe.
And I'm Steve Anderson, and this is Sherpa Shorts, our 26-day odyssey through the alphabet, one word at a time, one letter at a time. Here we are.
It is an odyssey. We are closing in, though. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
We've made it all the way to the Eastern Shore.
Yes, we're coming to you live from New Jersey.
The Harvey Cedars Bible Conference.
Whoever thought I'd be in New Jersey?
We're at the Youth Leader Summit at Harvey Cedars Bible Conference in New Jersey. We woke up to the sound of seagulls today.
Oh, which glorious. Was nice. It was really nice.
It was better than the sound of your snoring.
Did I snore last night?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just
okay,
little.
As long as
I fell
it
asleep.
Wasn't like, long
it's
as it wasn't bad. I've had some stints recently where my wife has actually sent me packing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, to the auxiliary room because it was so bad.
That's bad.
It led to her Mother's Day gift, which was a set of noise-canceling Sony headphones.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
how
pretty
romantic.
Bad. Yeah, I know. We know how to live.
She's probably started wearing those during the day, too.
Yeah, maybe so. Ooh. Hey, babe. She just completely ignores. It's awesome. But yeah, we're super grateful for the invitation from Todd Peerage, who put this thing together. It looks like it's going to be a great couple of days here in New Jersey, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we thought we'd do a little podcasting while we were here. Plus,
we didn't have
this episode ready.
Yeah, so here we are.
It's coming out a little later than normal today.
I'm sure there won't be people storming the castle.
There might be.
Well, maybe there could be at least one.
I've already had 75 text messages already asking where the episode is.
Where the episode is.
No,
you haven't. No. You haven't. That's all right, though.
Here we go.
Anyway, so I believe is it my turn today?
Matthew McCabe.
It is
your turn.
Yes.
So you're going to bring the next word to the table, and we're going to chat about it for a few minutes. So what is your word for?
The letter W.
My word for the letter W is Wawa.
Wawa.
Wawa. I don't know how widespread these are, but in our part of the country, Wawa is a pretty significant convenience store.
Let's have a quick ranking system.
Yes.
All right. East Coast convenience stores. You got Sheetz.
You got Sheetz.
You got 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. You got Royal Farms. And you got Wawa.
Wawa.
Yep.
Rank them 1 to 4. What's the least favorite?
Least favorite of those would probably be 7-Eleven.
I agree.
Yep.
Number 3?
And then, it's tough. I'd probably go Royal Farms, Wawa, and Sheetz would be the top.
Oh, we are on the same page today.
Are we in sync? Now, no offense to Wawa.
No,
I think
like Wawa.
1, 2, and 3 are like 1A, B, and C to me. They're all very good.
I would put Wawa fairly high above Royal Farms.
Oh,
I
would
think.
You?
I okay. think so.
I just know this. At Sheetz now, I can get Wisconsin cheese curds.
You can.
So for me, that's just a deciding factor. I could not get that last night at Wawa.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
for me, the idea here is food, snacks, they are often the fuel of youth ministry, particularly events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here we were last night, got to the Harvey Cedars Conference Center. Everything is fine, but I need a Diet Coke. I am slightly addicted. You know, it's not, I don't drink coffee, so Diet Coke is my thing. So I said I need to go for a Diet Coke. Well, the nearest Wawa was 3.9 miles. I drove 3.9 miles.
It was that important.
Because I needed a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And
I would drive 3.9 miles for coffee.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
You'd probably drive 39.5 miles
for coffee.
I'm
about to, actually.
Yeah, you look a little rough around the edges here, Steve. You haven't had your morning Joe.
No, I haven't. It's coming.
So anyway, what are some of the sort of traditionally foodie type things that sort of drive your ministry? Are there any traditions or any things that you have? I mean, here we were last night at 10:30,
mm-hmm.
hanging with a bunch of youth pastors eating nachos and hot dogs. Like, what are we, children?
Well, that was tasty too.
Oh, they were so good.
I think I'm going to regret it later today, but it was good last night.
It was incredible. And it made for a good conversation.
It did.
That's the great thing about food is it's a great equalizer. It just throws out the awkwardness, and now we can sit around and chat.
So the junk food that fuels our youth ministry.
Yes.
Okay. We don't have specific foods that I would say, oh, this is the thing we always eat or we go to after group or whatever. I'll throw out a few, though, because when we do our fall retreat, we take boku snacks. I mean, we actually have bins packed full of snacks. So one of the highlights, maybe not one of the highlights, but one thing we look forward to.
A tradition
is after the evening session Friday night and Saturday night, the snacks are set out in the cafeteria. And it's usually candy, a little bit of fruit, soda, and we put out a ton of stuff. And it is like sitting the wolves onto an antelope.
Oh,
I mean,
oh
they
goodness.
Just come in and just go crazy on it. And it's fun. It's fun to watch.
That's hilarious. Actually.
Yeah, they'll eat everything. So, you know, all kinds of candy bars, snacks, chips,
yeah,
fruit, soda.
I did hear you say, you know, we have this, and a little bit of fruit. Like,
right,
you're putting the
right.
fruit out just to appease the one or two people who'd be mad if there wasn't a healthy option.
Well, there's an orchard on the way to the camp. And so we usually get some apples. And if the apples happen to be good, then they're fairly popular. But if they're not good, then people are passing them up.
Yeah. I would say.
And to appease the mom back home who's like, my kid hasn't had sugar since 1974. So could you please make sure that he eats healthy?
Wow, that's an interesting voice choice you had there. And also since 1974. How old is this kid?
Well, that's the kid's been in youth group. Again, he's now 34.
He's 34. But
he has yet to graduate because mom's still watching over him every moment of his life.
But I get the sentiment. We have the same thing. An event doesn't happen where somebody, whether it's a leader or a parent, and maybe even a student who says, like, isn't there a healthy option? But I swear to you on all that is holy, every single event I get, and I get the 6 bags of chips and the 4 packages of cookies and then a veggie tray because I want to do it. At the end of the day, what's left?
Well, it's not the chips.
75% of the veggie tray is sitting there.
Right.
And so I think, but I had to get it. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, get a nasty gram email.
Can I get my gluten-free Cheetos, please?
So snacks at your retreat. Like, they just have at it.
Okay, we're going to have a little fun for a second.
Okay.
Because this isn't a very serious episode.
No, it's
anyway.
Not at all. We're already down the trail.
When you were a kid,
yes.
Did you even know what gluten was?
No.
Did you ever hear of someone being gluten free?
No.
I didn't either.
No. It's a newer thing.
How many gluten free kids do you have in your youth group?
Oh, quite a handful.
Yeah.
Quite a handful for sure.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. It's very interesting you know the. With the food industry in America, what they've created. Because, again, you and I grew up in a different era. Like,
right.
It was just like, eat it. Just didn't matter. Yeah, it just didn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, most of our brain cells are gone.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I've built a tradition, just sort of every event that we go on that's a road trip. So if we're leaving the church,
yeah,
I usually put 2 or 3 really large bags of Twizzlers in my backpack.
Oh, okay. And so that's your thing.
It's my thing. Well, it's my thing that I've become known for. Now, I don't put 2 or 3 bags of Twizzlers in there for me. I mean,
are you sure about that?
Well, I mean, I certainly partake and maybe partake more than anyone else, but it's more because Twizzlers are such an easy thing to sort of just throw around. And
right.
so it's if we get to a retreat, usually that first night when everyone settles back in the cabin, I'll have 8 to 15 guys just sort of standing around near my bunk because they just know that any minute now, Matthew's going to break out the Twizzlers because it's
nice.
Just become like it's become part of the fabric. So it's just my thing.
My administrative assistant knew me really well. So she would always buy for me when she'd go on her big Costco run for the retreats. She would buy the giant family size bag of peanut M&Ms and just give it to me. So I would always keep that in my bag because that's like my go-to.
That's your go-to.
Yeah. I can eat a whole bag of those things.
I bet you have on occasion.
I have. Oh, I have a funny story about Sheetz. So if you're not from the East Coast, Sheetz is the kind of place where you go in, there's like a little screen and you can order all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Sandwiches, subs, appetizers, drinks, coffees and stuff. But the selection's pretty wide. So one time we were coming home from this retreat, and I went in. I needed caffeine, but I was hungry. So I ordered a fish sandwich, and then I ordered a mocha.
Wait. Just let me clarify the story.
Yeah.
You're ordering a fish sandwich from a gas station. I just want to be clear to what's happening here.
It's not bad.
Okay. All right. I'm fine.
Well, I'm driving along and I'm eating my fish sandwich and I'm drinking this mocha. And I look at the kid sitting next to me and I'm like, this is the absolute worst food combination that has ever been created. You can't drink mocha and eat a fish sandwich. It's disgusting.
I don't think that would ever cross my mind to order those two things in combination.
So one of our road trip traditions now is we try to think of the absolute worst food combinations that you could possibly put together.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. Which is kind of a fun game.
That's a fun game.
You can come up
sure.
with all kinds of insane stuff, you know. So
for a long time, we had a hashtag. We have a tradition on our way to our fall retreat, which is just high school specific, and it's in the middle of nowhere. Right before we get to the camp, there's a sheets, and some of the sheets are really ginormous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this is a smaller sheets, but it has all the amenities. It's an old school one.
Okay.
And we pull up with a bus with 75 people, and we just overwhelm the sheets, it's been a lot of fun. But we had a hashtag.
Oh, yeah, fun for you. Sure, it's not fun for the guy back there making turkey subs.
Probably not. But we had this hashtag that trended for about 4 years in our youth ministry, hashtag 54 Mott Sticks. Because a girl went in, she wanted 9 mozzarella sticks.
9?
But they come
in 4s.
They come in 6s.
Oh, okay.
They come in 6s. So, but she thought she was ordering a mozzarella sticks. So she ordered 9 packs of 6, thinking she was getting 9 mozzarella sticks. I don't know why it didn't dawn on her that the cost was like $35, but she ended up with 54 mozzarella sticks on the bus on the way to camp. We had a time with that. And for years, you could every now and again a tweet would pop up on Twitter about hashtag 54 mozzarella sticks. And oh my goodness. And it's come around. I mean, this was 10 years ago, and it's come around a couple times. And, you know, a thread will pop up, and I'll pull the picture up of her holding, you know, 9 bags.
That's really funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Why did she want 9? It's such a weird number.
It is a really weird number.
She thought you ordered them one by one.
I know. It was so funny.
I would like 9 French fries, please.
Exactly. So that's was 54 Mott Sticks.
So 7-Eleven, Wawa, Royal Farms, Sheetz.
They all have Diet Coke, so they're all good in my book.
What's the stuff out in the Midwest?
Midwest. Quick Trip. I don't know. That's maybe a Wisconsin thing, but Quick Trip was kind of the thing back then. I don't know
what else
there is.
There's a Get-Go in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, Get-Go? All right.
I don't know what there is like out in the West.
No, if you're down south, Love's. Down in the southeast.
Okay.
I've stopped at a few Love's stations before, big old station. But
Sheetz is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. Well,
we had one like within walking distance of my house growing up. So late night sleepovers, walking down to Sheetz. Yeah.
Wow.
That was a thing.
That would be dangerous.
Still is
for
a thing.
Me. That would be very dangerous for me.
Probably eat there twice a week.
So coffee for you, Diet Coke for me.
Yep.
Snacks, lots of good food.
Peanut M&Ms.
I like Twizzlers. I like a good Monster Rehab, the peach tea. I'm telling you what. That'll get me through a retreat.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't?
It sounds good.
It's actually really good.
Like,
I've had Monsters before that I don't like.
They're very sugary. I don't drink that stuff.
But the Monster Rehab, it's a tea. It's non-carbonated.
Just the name alone tells you shouldn't be drinking it.
Rehab.
If you need a rehab, you have a problem already.
But I drink it for the taste. Now, the kick I get from it helps a little on Sunday of a retreat, obviously.
Right.
But yeah. So what is the fuel, Sherpa listeners, of your ministry, of your events? What kind of, aside from the crappy pizza that we all eat way too much of at events, what are sort of some of the things that are, you know, near and dear to your heart as a youth pastor? As a youth
worker? What's that sound?
Oh, it's time for a llama burger. Wait, do you even eat llamas?
I don't think so.
It's more of a wool thing, isn't it?
I think so.
Anyway, that is a llama sound, which means it's time for our secret word of the day where you could have a chance to win a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa, Florida for the National Youth Workers Convention.
And our word of the day, it goes with yesterday's word of the day.
Yes.
The word is dong.
As in ding dong.
Ding dong.
Yep. I think if you really want like some help here, Rama Llama, ding dong are the last 4. I just helped people out.
What are you doing?
You know what?
You just circumvented the whole system.
We're this far into this. If they don't, if they haven't listened to the
letter. Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
That's fine. We got a couple letters left. So.
We got a couple words left. And so if you, at the end of the Sherpa Shorts, you have all 26 words, you email that to the Sherpas at youthministrysherpas@gmail.com. You'll be entered into the contest. We hope to hang with you in Tampa.
Okay, we got to go work out because we've been eating nachos and drinking Monster Energy drinks.
No kidding. We got to go get
We got to go. Then. We'll be back tomorrow with the next episode of Sherpa Shorts.
Until then, Sherpa's out.